Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about our good friend Stephen Gaffney being back on the show. Stephen is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now more than 10 years. And he is the guy who helps us understand not only the fact that being honest is the right thing to do. In business, it's the best practice. He's written all the books on the topic. Just Be Honest. Honesty Works is another book. Honesty Sells. How about that? I like that title. And he's our good friend, Stephen Gaffney. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back, Stephen. You're always welcome here. Today, you want to talk about one of my favorite topics, Stephen, and that's appreciation. And my audience, they're starting to roll their eyes a little bit, Stephen, because they know they're afraid I'm about to get on my soapbox again about customer appreciation and why and all the things we need to do. But I'm gonna forego that, folks. You'll be glad to know I'm gonna forego my soapbox, at least for the time being, until I get wound up here with Stephen. I'm gonna let Stephen introduce why do you think, Stephen, that appreciation has power?
Well, for one thing, I've never heard of an employee leaving a company or an organization because they were appreciated too much.
Doggone it, boss. You're just too darn nice to me. I can't stand it anymore.
Yeah, I know. I can't stand it. I got to get out of here. Or I've never heard anybody getting a divorce. Oh, well, Your Honor, I got to get a divorce because my spouse appreciates me just too much.
Just too doggone much. It's killing me.
There's just too much love and appreciation in this relationship. I got to get out of here.
That's right. It's just not normal.
So actually, what I think is actually people are just lying. And people might say, what? Lying? Well, you know, my big topic is obviously honesty. And when I'm talking about honesty, I'm not talking about truth or lies per se, the ethics part. I'm talking about what the big problem is not what people say, it's what they're not saying to each other.
Ah.
People are not saying the appreciations. They're not saying the nice things.
Why do you think that is?
Well, for a bunch of reasons. Sometimes people have a big ego. Sometimes they're afraid, well, if I appreciate my employees too much, they may leave.
You know,
they're going to get a big head.
You know, I've been around other guys, and I felt really, for whatever reason, they did something that I really admired or something. You know, heck, maybe it was somebody I was playing golf with, one of my golf buddies or something. You know, just a couple of knuckleheads out for the day, you know, and I have felt, I can remember feeling like, you know, that guy, I just learned that he'd done something, was really nice. You know, he wasn't bragging, it just kind of came up, you know. And instead of saying, wow, that was an awfully nice thing for you to do, good for you, I would probably not say it because I'd be thinking, well, you know, we're a couple of guys, we don't say things like that to each other.
Yeah, no, people got all kinds of stuff running in their head. But the reality is, I mean, when we look at it, who we like to be around are people not only that appreciate us, but that actually is in service of something else. It's ultimately how we feel when we're around them. See, here's the key. It's not the words that people say. It's how we leave the other person feeling about themselves. And what we do is we have the power to make a difference by actually showing appreciation. And I found there are four critical ingredients to appreciation that makes it from a nice thing to a terrific thing.
Mm-hmm. All right, what are those?
Well, the first one is to do it immediately. You know, people often say, well, you know, I really appreciate what that person did. I'm going to take them to lunch. I'm going to send them a gift. I'm going to do something. How about just call them and just say thank you or send them an email?
Because what I've learned, Stephen, is once the moment is gone, we almost never come back to it.
Absolutely. And we make it a big deal. And it's such a big deal that we just don't get around to doing the normal day in and day out things. And so to do it immediately, there's nothing that says you can't do something even nicer later on. You still could take them to lunch. You still could send them something, but at least send them an email or call them and just say, hey, leave them a voicemail message, or here's a neat thing. What about leaving them a voicemail message at night so it's one of the first messages they get in the morning, just saying how much you appreciate them? That would be awesome.
You know, one of my mentors taught me two words that he would say a lot, and I never had heard anybody say it before. At least not anybody I'd heard face to face. But he used it so well, and he taught me. I mean, just listening to him and knowing how I felt about it and seeing how other people responded to it, I started using it myself, and I use it all the time now. And that's just these two words: well done.
Yes.
I mean you don't have to be a sissy or silly or you know, you don't have to be touchy-feely. A couple of guys drinking a beer can still say well done to each other, and nobody thinks, you know, it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, and plus, you know something else, Jim, that I found fascinating is people bellyache and complain that they aren't getting appreciated enough. And so here's my first question. Whenever somebody complains, my boss doesn't appreciate me, my customer doesn't, you know, my employees, whatever, I just often will say, well, how often are you appreciating them? So when somebody says, my boss doesn't appreciate me enough, how often are you appreciating your boss? And then there's usually silence. Because the reality is people are often on the take and not on the give. But the reality is if you give more, you get more. Now, you can't appreciate people in order to get appreciated. But here's what I found is people who get appreciated tend to give that appreciation, and they do it just because it's the right thing.
Well, look at this mentor of mine. I mean, he did it, and without saying to me, now, Jim, you should go around telling people well done all the time. He never said that to me. But because he did it to me, and I saw him do it to other people, it caused me to do it. What he gave me, he didn't just give me the license to do it. He gave me the mechanics of it. And it comes back to what you just said a minute ago. Well done only works if it is immediate.
Yes, and here's the thing, and you're touching on something. We need to model the behavior we seek in others. So whenever I get dropped into an organization, which is often I'm hired to kind of change their culture of the organization.
Right.
The first question is, I look at the leaders and what behaviors are they demonstrating? And usually that is prevalent throughout the organization, whether it's a small organization, a big organization. It's also even prevalent on how their customers are treating the company. It's ultimately driving from the leader. So whatever the culture that we want, so if we want a culture of appreciation and people feeling good, and because here's what we know, people are more effective in their job if they're feeling better about their job, and really if they're feeling better about themselves.
Yeah.
You don't really hear somebody saying, yeah, I'm really effective because I feel lousy about me.
Right. And also, folks, that's where engagement comes from. Hey, Stephen, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Stephen Gaffney and I will be right back. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.